Good morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms moving across parts of interior New York and New England this morning. Leftover activity from big thunderstorms, which produced flash flooding in central and western parts of New York over the weekend. This is all a part of a weak disturbance which continues to pass through the region and will exit during the early morning period. We'll be left with hazy sunshine, somewhat muggy air in place, with temperatures reaching the upper 70s and lower 80s on average by the end of the day. In this environment, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms could fire as we're still looking at a cooler pool of air aloft in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This cool pool of air will be with us through the midweek period, and as things quiet down tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s, but a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible again tomorrow, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs again in the lower 80s. A cool front will approach from the Great Lakes on Wednesday, a slightly increased chance for showers and thunderstorms for more of us, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and humid with highs near 80. Behind this front in the northwesterly wind flow, as the last of the energy pushes out, the risk of a scattered shower or storm on Thursday with highs in the 70s. This will begin a weather pattern change for us on Friday and into the weekend, a turn toward drier and warmer weather. We'll have mostly sunny skies on Friday with highs near 80, lower 80s with mostly sunny skies Saturday, and more sunshine on Sunday with highs reaching the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha, located 220 miles east of the Great Abaco Island. Bertha is moving toward the north near 16 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today, followed by a gradual turn toward the north-northeast and northeast during the next 48 hours. On the forecast track, Bertha will continue to move away from the Bahamas today and pass about midway between the U.S. East Coast and Bermuda tomorrow. Reports from a NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 70 miles per hour now with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is expected during the next day or so, and Bertha is forecast to become a hurricane later today. Slow weakening is expected to begin by late tomorrow. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 160 miles from the center. No coastal watches or warnings are in effect as Bertha is expected to remain out over open water. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tyra Oost, Denmark at 2:20 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Red Deer, Alberta, Canada at 3:10 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 10 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 1 mile per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 65, 93% relative humidity, a calm wind, and the barometer at 30.05 inches and on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Big Bear, California, to a low of 35 at Cabin Creek and Bailey, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low, 63. The average temperature, 72. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, just a trace for the month of August in Albany. That's 39 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 25.20 inches for the year, which is 2.12 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 7 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 22, that's 1 above normal. And 442 for the season, which is 55 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1955. And the record low, 46, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:12 p.m., 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today and humid with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around, and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, humid again, with scattered showers and storms in the lower 80s. Humid on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms again near 80. A leftover shower or storm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the 70s, and mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with highs starting near 80 on Friday, into the lower 80s Saturday, and middle 80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.